Okay, we're on Yeshaya Perek Nun Aleph. As the Marikara says, the psukim we're going to learn now are psukim to think of Kisha'atem Mitzarim B'Galuschem. When you're in Tsar, you feel pain by the fact we've been in exile and we're outnumbered. We're the few surrounded by the many enemies. The Novi says, Shimu Eli, listen to me. Rod Fei Tzedek, those that pursue righteousness. Mevakshei Hashem, those that seek, the seekers of Hashem. And Rod Fei Tzedek and Tanakh, Tzedek, righteousness, refers to Bein Olam L'Chaveiro. The people who want to do what's right. They're not just worried what the neighbor is going to say and if their friend is going to take them to court, but they're looking to do what Hashem wants from them, Bein Olam L'Chaveiro. They're pursuing tzedek. The mevakshei Hashem, their focus in life is they're seeking Hashem. They're looking bein odom lamokom, their connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So listen, you wonder, you're living a life trying to do the best what the Torah wants from you, bein odom lachavero, bein odom lamokom. And you feel that you're outnumbered. Most of the people aren't interested in that. And you have enemies. Not even as the Malbim discusses, you're mu'otim bein besoch b'nei amchem. Even sometimes among your people that are full of rishayim. And certainly among all the nations of the world. So you few tzaddikim, the idealistic, those that are really want to do what Hashem wants from them. Keep in mind, Habitu el tzur chutzavtem. Look to the rock from which you were hewn, where you're cut from, where are you coming from? The rock that you came from. Vel makeves bor nukartem. And makeves is a hammer, the hammer that makes the bor a pit. When you chisel, you take a pick or a hammer to chisel out the rock to make a bor. A pit that contains water. The makevis bor nukartem. Where's the pit from where you come? Some learn it means, we'll see in a second in Pesach Beis, habitu el Avram avichem. Look toward Avram, your forefather. Vel tzara techolelchem, and tzara techolelchem, who bore you. The Radak brings down an explanation from Rav Moshe ben Ezra that Tzur, the rock, is referring to Sora. And the Makeves bor, the hammer that you chisel out the rock from, what you make the pit from, is Avram. But most of the Mephorshim learn the rock is Avram, and Makeves bor nukarta means the pit from which you came, the mother from whom you were born. Your source is Sarah. So habitu al Avram avichem. Look to Avram, your father. Vel Sarah techolelchem. And to Sarah, who's the one who gave birth to you, who bore you. And remember, ki echod kurosiv. That Avram avinu, when I called him, he was one. He was a yochid. He was the only one who was spreading the knowledge of Hashem when he began. He was the only one. And there was nobody from his family encouraging him and strengthening him. Va'avorcheyu, but I blessed him. Ve'arbeyu, and I increase him. And just like by Avram Avinu, he was one. And yet I blessed him and made him many. So too you may feel outnumbered. You're going through Golus, the road Feit Tzedek, Mevakshei Hashem. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give a bracha and you'll be successful. Another explanation. Ki echad kurosiv. I called him when he was one. Is besides the fact that Avram Avinu was a loner. But the truth is Avram and Sarah weren't able to have children. Sarah was an akara. The Gemara in Yevamos says Avram Avinu wasn't able naturally to have children. So take a look. You have Avram Avichem and Sarah Techolelchem. your father Avram, your mother Sarah, they weren't able to have children. Ki echad karasiv, he was one. And he would have remained a single individual. Karasiv, and yet I called him. And the term calling is like kriye eda, those that are summoned, the important people who are called to a gathering. Hashem says, I called him. Ki echad karasiv, I took Avram, he was seeking, he was looking for Hashem, and I called him. I summoned him. V'avarecheyu, and I will bless him. V'arbeyu, and I'll increase him. It happened by Avram, and it's in the future tense, will happen with Klal Yisrael. Ki nicham Hashem Tzion. Because Hashem has comforted Tzion. Nicham kol charvo seho. He's comforted all the ruins. It's not just Tzion, the place of the Beis HaMikdash, the place of Malchus Beis David, but the ruins all around Eretz Yisrael. And it's expressed as if it already happened, because the Navi, the look of the prophet, is he gazes as if it's already happened. He already foresees, Ki Nicham Hashem Tzion, Hashem has comforted Tzion, Nicham Kol Chorvo Seho, and he has comforted all of her ruins. Vayosem Midbar Roch Ke'eden, and Hashem has made her the desert Ke'eden, like Eden. Va'ar Vosa, and the wasteland Kegan Hashem, like the garden of Hashem. A Midbar, a desert, is a place that nothing grows. It's, think of the Sahara Desert, just an open wasteland. The Arava is a place, it could be places, some of Forsham learned, that were once settled and now is now ruins. It's now a wasteland, but it used to be populated. Or perhaps Arava is a place that in the desert, sometimes there are places where you have thorn bushes and you know, those types of shrubbery, low plants, Arava. The desert where there was nothing will now be like Eden. And the Arvasa, where there were things growing, but they were thorns and ruined, they'll now be Kegan Hashem, like the garden of Hashem, like the Gan Eden, like the garden in Eden where things are growing. Sason v'simcha yimotzei bo, there'll be sason and simcha, joy and gladness. Sason is the external manifestation. A person shows his happiness. And Simcha, the Malbim says, is his inner feeling. But there'll be the outward song and the inner joy. Toda v'kol zimra. There'll be thanksgiving and the sound of music. The places where they were empty. The rooms where nobody lived. That was like a midbar. There'll now be Sason v'simcha. You'll hear the sounds of life. And there'll be joy and happiness. In the places that were like in Arava, the places where thorns grew, where there might have been Rishayim, where it wasn't, Eretz Yisrael wasn't the way it should be. You had Goyim there, perhaps, and there were the thorns and the briars, and now there'll be Toidav Kol Zimra, Klal Yisrael will be there, and there'll be songs of thanks and joy, the sound of music to Hashem. Hakshivu elai ami. Listen to me, my people. Ule'umi elai hazinu. And my nation, listen in closely. Give your ear to me. Ki Torah me'iti seitse. Because Torah will come forth from me. U'mishpati in my judgment. Lo'or ami mardia. It will be a light for the people. And it'll give them rest. The Malbim, as usually, he points out how every word in the pasuk is precise and has its own meaning. Hakshivu means to listen, but it doesn't require an intent hearing, like hazinu. Hazinu means to listen very, very carefully. Ami is a group of people that live and they conduct them their manner of life in a similar way. They get along as a simple society where they live together. They manage, they live, they survive together. That's an Am. Ula'umi is a nation that feels bonded by a higher goal, like a religion, or they have a whole a special structure of their laws and their ways of life that governs everyone in the Lu'um. Lu'um is like a kingdom or a monarchy where there's somebody who's instructing how they should live. Hakshivu elai ami. The simple, my people, listen to me. In terms of the mishpatim, those that just want to live, they're seeking to do what's right, bein olam l'chaveiro. The la'umi, my ami, my nation, listen. Ula'umi, those that are looking for the higher, for the deeper meaning, they're the mavakshei Hashem, for the greater connection to ruchnius. Ula'umi, eilai hazinu. That's going to require a more intent hearing. Kisora me'iti teitse. The hazinu is going on the Torah that me'iti teitse. The Torah, the instruction will come from me. And for Torah, it really requires a tremendous focus and listening and concentration to catch every word and to think about it and ponder it. Ula'umi eilai hazinu. For that you have to listen very carefully. Kisora me'iti teitse. And of course we have to listen to the other instructions how to live. Umishpati, the mishpatim, the understood mitzvos, the way a person has to live, the mishpatim. Lo'or amim, will be a light to the nations. They'll take our model of peaceful coexistence and consider it living together. The mishpati lo'or amim will be a light to the nations how they should live their life, argia, and it'll cause them to be at rest, that they'll feel secure and peaceful, and they'll be at rest. Rashi says, "Ki Torah me'iti tzeitze." The words of the Nevi'im is Torah. V'hamishpatim, and the mishpatim is going to be also a light to the nations, argia, and will give them rest, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when Mashiach comes, will turn to all the nations of the world, and they'll all see the truth, they'll acknowledge the truth, and they'll realize their mistake, and they'll refocus themselves toward HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Metzuda says, Ki Torah me'iti tzeitze, the Torah will be coming from me. As we all know, the pasuk ki mitzion tzeitze sora, from Tzion will come out the Torah. Mashiach will instruct the world how they should be living. Umishpati la'or amim, and the laws of that Mashiach transmits, the mishpati la'or amim, will be a light for the nations that whatever quarrels the goyim have, the nations of the goyim, the individuals of the goyim, but they'll all come to Mashiach to decide who is right and how they should live. The mishpati, the laws and the judgments, l'or amim, will be a light for the nations, argia, and it'll cause them to feel rest. Korov tzidki. Again, the pasuk is talking about Klal Yisrael feeling like a loner. Those road faith tzedek, mevakshei Hashem, they're pursuing tzedek. They want to do what's right, bein adam l'chavero. They're seeking Hashem, the bein adam l'makom. And they see that the Rishayim have such ease. And very often the tzaddikim are suffering. Korov tzidki. But Hashem says, very soon, Korov Tzidki, you'll see how my righteousness is close, my righteousness is near, and you'll see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a reason for everything, and you'll see that justice is done. Yotso Yishi, my salvation has gone forth. Those who deserve the reward and who should be having an easy life, the Bikesh Yaakov Leishev B'Shalva, the desire of the tzaddik to have it easy, will now Korov Tzidki Yotso Yishi. My righteousness is near. My salvation has already gone forth. Uzeroai, and for the Rishoyim who deserve the punishment, Uzeroai, my arms, Kaviyochel, as if Hashem, of course, doesn't have any physical arms. But Uzeroai means my force, my punishment. Amim Yishpotu will now chastise the nations, will judge them. Elai Iim Yikavu. The islands, those in the far out places, will put their hope in Hashem. Velzeroi Yiyachelun. And they'll trust in my arm, meaning those that deserve a punishment. And there could be a tzaddik in a far distant place. People have been trying to do what's right, and it doesn't say anywhere clearly when the reward will come. But Elayim Yakavu. But to me, those in the distant islands will place their hope that eventually it'll come, they'll get the reward. Velzeroi Yiyachelun. And to my arm, the punishment of the Rishoyim, that they'll already trust, because that they know there's a time. Kinei hayom bo boer katanur. The day is coming when Hashem will bring a punishment on the Rishoyim. And they know that there's a day coming, there's that set time. Sula Shemayim Einechem. The Novi says, lift your eyes to the heavens. Look at the Shemayim. V'habitu el haaretz mitachas, and look at the earth below. We're not able to see these things that the Navi describes in the heavens. But here he's focusing that if you were able to see way, way up in the Shamayim, you would see that the nations of this world have a malach, a sar, an angel, their guardian angel over the nations. Like we all know, Yaakov Avinu and Parshas Vayishlach fighting with the Malach of Esav, the guardian angel of Esav. And in Doniel it discusses how the Malach Gavriel and the Malach Michael and all the nations, the Malachim of Poras and Modai, the nations have their Malach in Shemayim. But Tzula Shemayim Einechem, if you raise your eyes toward the Shemayim, and you'll see that you're now in Golus and Bovel. This is the Metzudas learns it's going on the Golus that was going to happen right after Yeshaya's time, the Churban Bayis Rishon, when we were in Bovel. And if you look to the Shemayim and you see how strong and powerful are the Malachim of Bovel, of the nation of Kastim that lived in Bovel, v'habitu, and then you gaze al haaretz mitachas, to the earth below, and you see physically down here how strong they are. And you wonder, how is it possible that we're going to be saved? How can we get out of the Golos? But you should know, Ki Shamayim Ke'oshon Nimlochu, that the Shamayim, the heavens, will dissipate like smoke. Nimlochu here means they'll be like ruined. V'ha'aretz kabeged tivle, and the earth will wear out like a garment. V'yoshveha k'mochein yimusun, and the inhabitants as well will die. So the mighty Bovel, you don't have to worry about in Shemayim, that's all going to dissipate. Those malachim in Shemayim are going to disappear. And the force, their strength down here, the land will be worn out like a garment. And those inhabitants, the Rishoyim that live there, will die. Vishua sila olam tia, but my salvation, my Yeshua, will be forever. Vitzikos silo seichos, and my righteousness will not be broken, but it'll have a permanence. The Malbim learns what the Novi is telling you. Even if lu yitzuyer, even if you could imagine that the time will come that you'll look to the Shemayim and there won't be a heavens, there won't be an earth. And you'll seem like everything is collapsing and being disappearing. But you should know, don't think that all hope is lost. Even if it looks like the heavens is falling in and the earth is being destroyed. But Yeshua si la'olam tiyah, my salvation, my Yeshua, will be forever. In fact, the Marikora says, Yeshuasi means Yisrael, Klal Yisrael, Shekivu Yeshuasi, who through all the centuries have always hoped for the Yeshua from Hashem. Yeshuasi, Klal Yisrael, who is always looking for the Yeshua. Lo'olam Tia. This pasuk is telling you, as many other psukim, that Klal Yisrael will exist forever. V'yishuasi la'olam tiyah, Klal Yisrael, my Yeshua, will be forever. V'tzidkasi lo seichos. In my righteousness, lo seichos won't be broken. Tzedakah doesn't look at the way the recipient is deserving. The tzedakah is the generosity and the giving of the one who's doing it. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, even if you're lacking and you don't deserve it, but Hashem says, "V'tzidkasi lo seichos," my, once you've reached the level of geula, of the final redemption, then you don't have to worry. My tzidkasi lo seichos, through the minor ups and downs that there might be at that point, will have reached the level that Hashem says, my tzedakah, my chesed with you will never stop. Shimu Eli Yodei Tzedek. Listen to me. Yodei Tzedek, those who know righteousness. Am Torasi Bilibom, the nation that my Torah is in their hearts. We started the parak with the Rodfei Tzedek, those who are pursuing Tzedek. And now we have those that are Yodei Tzedek. The time has gone on. They've perhaps been discouraged in their seeking for living the best way they could, Al Pi Hashem, and they've attained it. And now they're Yodei Tzedek. Shimu Eli Yodei Tzedek, those who know righteousness. They know Choshen Mishpat. They know how Hashem wants them to live. Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. Am Torah Sibalibam. And the nation that my Torah is in their hearts. Which is the way Torah has to become actually part of the person. And it's reached that way. He has the Torah in his heart, his emunah, and his mind, his deya, and he's aware of his obligations to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Al tiru cherpas enosh. Now, don't be afraid anymore, cherpas enosh, of even the lowly enosh. Enosh is always a person on his lowest level. Mo enosh kisiz karenu. What's an enosh that you should remember him? And very often as we go through Golus, and the best, those that are really seeking to do what Hashem wants, are very often humiliated by the enosh, by the lowest strata of society will mock and ridicule them. But al tiru cherpas enosh. You don't have to fear anymore the disparagement of man. Umigi du foisom al techotu. And don't be broken by their insults. But the word chiruf vegiduf. Chiruf is when somebody humiliates. And giduf is always termed as the Malbim says, when he's megadef dover sheyesh bo kedusha. Like megadef, somebody who birchas Hashem, as it's like he curses Hashem, chas v'shalom. But a giduf isn't where he attacks the holy. Those who are yodei tzedek, they know their righteousness. So there might be people saying, ah, you're so meticulous about it, you think you might have done something wrong, don't worry about it, forget about it. There's a cherpas enosh, you're crazy, you're ridiculous for worrying about mistreating somebody else in money matters. There's a cherpa senosh. Ah, you're too from. You're just. It's needless what you're doing. And the am torosi belibam, those who have the Torah, my Torah in their hearts, they have to put up with the giduf. Those that attack the holiness. That what are you interested in the Torah and in ruchnius and in kedusha? But umi gidufosam al techatu. From their giduf al techatu, do not be broken. Ki chabeged yochleim osh. For like a garment, a moth will eat them. Like a moth eats up a garment, so too they'll be eaten like a garment. Like a moth eats a garment. V'chatzemer yochleim sos. And like wool, a worm will eat them. Meaning that they'll be destroyed. But there's the garment where there's something there, and then the garment gets eaten by the moth. And then there's something where you don't even have a garment, you have wool, you have the raw material, and nothing ever comes of it. It'll even be a level that katsemer yochleim sos, it'll be like wool that's eaten by this worm. And therefore your enemies will have their downfall. The Malbim says again, those that are attacking you because you're Yodei Tzedek, you're Vein Olam L'Chaveiro, the Mishpatim, they'll be consumed like a garment that's eaten by the worm. Those that attack the Ruchnius, the whole focus, the Mavakshei Hashem, or the Torosi Belibam, those who are attacking your belief in Hashem, they'll be devoured and destroyed even to a greater level. Like the wool that's yochlem sos, that's eaten by the worm. V'tzidkasi le'olam tiyah. But my righteousness will be forever. V'shuasi le'dor dorim. And my salvation for all generations. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be with us throughout. Le'olam is something that's forever. It's a constant. Lador Dorim is something that means in every generation. Means also forever, but it arises from generation to generation. Where are you? I'm in Perek Nun Aleph Pasuk Ches. That he said they'll be eaten like the moth, and the wool will be consumed like by a worm. V'tziv kasi le'olam tiyah. My righteousness will be forever, it'll be a constant. You'll always be aware of the tzedakah from Hashem. Vishuasi, and my salvation, a Yeshua is the type of thing that is needed when there's a problem. There's some type of difficulty, and you need a salvation from it. That's not a constant day by day, minute by minute necessity. But it's something that always comes up. My Yeshuasi will be Lador Dorim. Through all generations, we'll always have the Yeshua. True. It's a point that the Malbim makes, and it comes up a number of places, but you can think of this in davening. We say, Ashrei, Malchuscha Malchus Kol Olomim. That means the Malchus. There's a difference between a Melech and a Moshel. A Melech is someone that the people want to have as their leader. A moshel, a ruler, rules like a despot, a tyrant, somebody that the people don't accept, but like it or not, he's the ruler. That's a moshel. Like the pasuk says, Ki Lashem Hamalucha. The Malucha is Hashem's. Umoshel Bagoyim. But against the Goyim, Hashem is a moshel, because the Goyim don't want to accept Hashem. Lashem HaMelucha. Hashem has the Melucha. Klal Yisrael want to have Hashem. And of course, the rest of the Bria. But Umoshel Bagoyim. Against the Goyim, he's a Moshel. That's what we say in Ashrei. Malchuscha Malchus Kol Olomim. The Malchus of Hashem is Kol Olomim for eternity. Memshaltecha B'chol Dor V'dor. But Memshaltecha, to show when Hashem shows himself as a Moshel, that like it or not, Hashem is controlling the world, that we don't see on a day-by-day basis. But a mimshaltecha is b'chol dor v'dor. In every generation, you wait every 20, 30 years or something. Something happens that people also notice, like the insurance disclaimer. It was an act of God. You know, it's clear that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is doing this tremendous punishment. Hashem is showing that He controls the world. That's the mimshaltecha b'chol dor v'dor. So here in our pasuk, v'tzikosi la'olam tiyah, my tzedakah, my righteousness will be a constant. That's la'olam tiyah. Vishuasi, where I show my Yeshua, my salvation, I save you. A person doesn't need to be saved constantly. Something arises, he has a difficulty, he needs a Yeshua. My Yeshuasi will be l'dor dorim for all generations. Hashem will always be there to save us when we need that Yeshua. Now Klal Yisrael, the Novi's davening for Klal Yisrael. And the Novi says, Uri, Uri, awaken, awaken. Leave Sheoz, don your strength, like somebody who cloaks himself in a garment. Hashem should kaviyochel, as we try to present it in a term we can understand. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should surround himself with his strength and show his power. There's the Roah Hashem, the arm of Hashem. Uri kimei kedem, awaken like in the days of old. Doros olomim, in the previous generations. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should show himself like he has in the past. The Malbim says an interesting chiluk. I haven't seen it before. It's actually very, this is something to keep in mind, because the terms Yad Hashem and the Zroa of Hashem come up. But here the Malbim explains the difference between a Yad and a Zroa. He says the arm of Hashem, what's the difference between the hand of Hashem and the arm of Hashem? Zroa hu aperek ha'elyon. Zroa is the upper segment shel hayad of the hand. It's the upper arm, from like elbow up, whatever is the Zroa. Hu ha'minias hayad kulo. And that's what moves the whole hand. Your hand is moved by the arm. Umitzayin b'havonoso ha'medukdekes. So that is describing, that's letting us know with understanding the arm, kaveh yochel of Hashem, means al hakoach ha'elyon. Hashem is showing the uppermost power, like the arm, the uppermost power, haminias hayad hapoelas, that moves the hand that does everything. You see things happening in the world as if there's a hand guiding things, but there is the force behind it, the arm that moves the hand. When the Novi is saying, Hashem should, Uri, Uri, awaken, leave Sheoz, don his strength, Zeroa Hashem, show the arm of Hashem, that means Hashem should show himself as the power that doesn't need any zechusim. We don't need any, the Zeroa controls everything. As if to say, Hashem, you should do everything. Don't rely on our zechusim. Don't look at our tzedakah, our Torah, our mitzvahs, whether we deserve it or not. Show your strength and bring the geula. Uri kimei kedem. Awaken kimei kedem, like the days of old. Doros olomim, the previous generations. Halo adhim hamachtzeves rav. Are you the one who decimated the haughty? Rahav is those with that feel gaiva, haughtiness. Micholelas tanim, who terrified the sea serpent. The Mephoshim say this is going on Paro. Paro is called the sea serpent. That's the snake that's lying in the water, the long fish. The tanin, the snake or fish that's fills the waters, is referring to Paro. And the Meirav, and the haughty one, is referring to Mitzrayim, Egypt. Paro was the one who said, "Mi Hashem asher eshma b'kolo, lo yadati es Hashem, I never heard of this Hashem, who should I listen to?" And with all of the makos and all the plagues, he refused to humble himself, or he humbled himself and then he immediately retracted as soon as he could. But he didn't accept the control of Hashem. And back then, in the good old days, Klal Yisrael didn't deserve it, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought the Geula anyways. Hello, Ari HaMachtzevas Rav. You're the one that decimated Mitzrayim, like somebody who used and cuts out in the mountain, cuts away. That's to be Chotzev. HaMachtzevas Rav. You cut into Mitzrayim. You gave them tremendous blows. Mecholelas Tanin. And you terrified. You caused trembling to Tanin, the whole Taparo. Halo Adhi Amachrevas Yom. Aren't you the one who dried up the sea? Made to home Rabba the waters of the great deep. HaKadosh Baruch Hu split the Yamsuf. He made it dry. And within the Yamsuf, Hasoma Mamake Yom, who made the depths of the sea, Derech, a path, Lavor Geulim, for the redeemed ones to cross, that those who had Klal Yisrael is redeemed from Mitzrayim, he dried up the Yam Suf and he made a path by which we could cross, leaving Mitzrayim. You're the one, Hashem, who did all that. So the Navi davens to Hashem, Uri, Uri, again, wake up, show your strength. You've done this in the past, even though we didn't deserve it. Show the Zeroa Hashem, the arm Kaviyachal of Hashem. And he concludes his tefillah. Ufiduye Hashem Yeshuvun. And those that are redeemed by Hashem Yeshuvun, they'll return. The Navi is davening. This should happen. That those who are redeemed by Hashem will return. Uvo Tzion Berina. And they'll come to Tzion with a glad song. The Metzuda says this is referring to Galus Bavel. Again, Yeshaya is talking, they still have the first Beis HaMikdash. But he's davening. He foresees that there's going to be a Galus, they're going to be in Bavel, but Halavai, that should be the final Geula when they come up from Bavel. And they'll come to Tzion with a glad song, V'simchas Olam al Rosham, and they'll have an eternal gladness on their head. Sosom v'simcha yasigun, they'll attain joy and gladness. Nosu yogon v'anocha, sadness and sighing will flee, and then there'll just be a constant joy, and there'll be the Gula Shlema. Of course, it didn't happen by the Geula from Bavel. We had the second Beis HaMikdash for 420 years, and then again there was a Gulus. But the final Geula, all of these words, this tefillah will come true, that the Fiduye Hashem Yeshuvun, those that are redeemed will return, and they'll return with an eternal gladness. The truth is the second Beis HaMikdash, and there are other psukim in Treyasar and elsewhere, where it seems after the first, the Churban Bayis Rishon, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, makes this as a Dvar Torah on this, a Shtikl Torah, that after the Churban Bayis Rishon, they were exiled to Bavel. And it's as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw, it was a 70-year exile, it was a short time, but the nation would not have been able to stand in Golis for longer than that. They came up after 70 years, and in Ezra, it tells there was intermarriage, and there was Chil Shabbos, and the people weren't living. It seemed like the nation was falling apart. As bad as it was, that caused the Churban, but the 70 years in Golis brought a greater Yerida. They were going down and down. They came back to Eretz Yisrael. Most of the people didn't come back, but there was a nucleus that came back. They had the second Beis HaMikdash. And then the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah set up certain enactments that Klal Yisrael should be able to survive from that point on, even if there'll be another Golus. And at that point, they still had the last few Nevi'im. Chagai, Zechariah, Malachi. They had the last few Nevi'im at the beginning of the second Beis HaMikdash. And if the people would have maximized the opportunity, that could have been the final Beis HaMikdash. And there would have been the Gula Shlema, and it would have been the final utopia. As it was, we had the second Beis HaMikdash for 420 years. That's when we have the story of Hanukkah was in the end, the latter half of the second Beis HaMikdash. But what the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah accomplished was a few things. One of them being, they set up tefillah, they set up brachos, davening, our Shmon Esrei, the brachos. And they made certain enactments that the idea of a Beis HaKnesses, a minyan, certain things they set up that it's hard to imagine life without that. But with that, Klal Yisrael has been able to persevere over centuries. That now we've been in Golus almost 2,000 years. But Klal Yisrael is able to continue because of the work of the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah. So Yeshaya here davened that the Geula from Bavel should be the final thing. It didn't happen. But Amir Tzashem with the final Geula, Ufiduye Hashem Yeshuvun, those that are redeemed by Hashem will return, Uvo Tzion Barino, and they'll come to Tzion with a glad song, V'simchas Olam Al Rosham, and they'll have eternal joy, Sosam V'simcha Yasigun, joy and gladness they'll attain, they'll be the good and there won't be any of the bad, Nasi Yagon V'anocha, sadness and sighing will flee. It'll just be the constant joy of our knowledge and our learning more and more about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right now we're leaving with a question. We'll leave it this week. The question of the Navi is, why doesn't Hashem show His strength like He did when we left Mitzrayim? And He davened that halavai, they should come back from Golus even if they don't deserve it. And Mirtz Hashem will see next week how HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers. And this is going to be one of the Haftorahs. It's the Haftorah of Shoftim. In those weeks after Tisha B'Av, where it comforts us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, it's not like Mitzrayim anymore. The Gula is not coming. Is not coming right now unless we do tshuva. But Hashem comfort us why He's not showing us the Zroah Hashem. Why we don't see the manifestation of Hashem's punishment on the evildoers, and why the Geula doesn't come immediately, even if it wouldn't be its time. Okay, it's good.